Now, here at RNIB Connect Radio, we often hear about guide dogs, who in the main are given tremendous care and regular health checks. However, regular dogs aren't always so lucky, and one lady has started a charity to look after blind dogs. Her name is Katie Orton. She joins me now. Hello, Katie.
Hi there.
Great to talk to you, Katie, and get a chance to highlight the sterling work that you do. Can you just tell us a little bit about your charity, please?
Yeah, sure. So we rescue blind and partially sighted dogs from the UK and all over Europe as well. So dogs who, for whatever reason, have lost their sight, and they may have been born blind. So it could be from breeders in the UK, or it could be through cruelty in Europe. So, and we find them loving homes. We get them the treatment they need, make sure they're safe, and then find them loving homes in the UK.
Now, what inspired you to start this charity? There's a story behind it, isn't there?
Yes, I was lucky enough to work in the Cayman Islands for a couple of years, many years ago, and I adopted a blind dog who had been blinded in an acid attack. And I'd never had a blind dog before, but she was absolutely incredible. She would swim in the sea with me, and I really realised how, you know, what an incredible life blind dogs could have. And so when she died, I tried to adopt another blind dog, but was told by quite a few charities that they wouldn't probably would euthanise the blind dog because they didn't think they would have a very good quality of life. So I thought it was such a shame that people didn't realise, you know, how amazing they can be. So I set up Blind Dog Rescue UK, and we've been rescuing blind dogs ever since.
So how long's that been?
She died in 2006. So, yeah, quite a while ago now.
So over 10 years.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned they don't often arrive in the best of conditions. What are some of the diseases and conditions you tend to find?
So we have dogs who maybe through neglect have conditions like glaucoma, so untreated very high eye pressure, which is very painful. So we need to get that treated straight away. Sometimes they may need their eyes removed. In general, if they've been, you know, sort of very poorly cared for or not cared for at all, they could be street dogs or shelter dogs. They can be very underweight and just need just a few months of PLC, really, to put on some good condition.
Sure.
And really find out what life in comfort is like, rather than kind of going from meal to meal that could be weeks apart.
Now, you mentioned glaucoma there. Do the conditions that dogs face tend to be the same as humans?
Yes, absolutely. So glaucoma is the same in dogs as it is in people. Dogs can also suffer from cataracts and go blind from cataracts. Mm-hmm. Also, they can have detached retinas, the same as in people, which I believe can be treated in humans, but not in dogs. So there are lots of conditions that are exactly the same in people that would cause partial or full blindness in dogs.
Now, are they as resilient as humans?
Oh, I would say possibly even more so, because they don't ever second-guess themselves. Once a dog learns to rely on its other senses, mm-hmm. they are so confident. They have wonderful lives. They, you know, they can do absolutely everything, you know, as I'm sure people can. But I think people probably have to maybe get over some sort of, I suppose, mental barriers that dogs don't have, because they're not worrying about what they have to do. They just kind of get on with it, which is really, really inspirational for all of us to watch.
As I said, you get dogs from all over Europe.
Yes.
And they're not always in the best conditions. In fact, sometimes they can arrive in appalling conditions. Could you talk a little about Freddie's story, please, Katie, just to give the listeners an idea of what you're up against sometimes?
Yeah, sure. So little Freddie was found on a rubbish dump in Bulgaria, and he's a tiny little dog, so really not able to fend for himself at all. He was incredibly thin, had lots of skin infections, but he also had both of his eyes were missing. So we don't really know how that's happened, or you know, whether that was done through, you know, deliberate cruelty. And we certainly have had incidents of deliberate cruelty where we've known exactly what's happened to the dog, and it was a case of getting him obviously out of there as quickly as we could and to the vet. And then he came very quickly to adoption and is a very, very happy dog now. But we do have lots of dogs who perhaps are hit by cars. Some dogs are beaten really badly, so they have really horrific injuries.
So the mental scars can almost be as significant as the physical ones.
Yeah, absolutely. But what is amazing about them is they don't seem to lose the ability to trust. So, you know, even though they have been horribly treated, you know, they still have the capacity to trust us again and trust us to give them, you know, the best future. So there certainly are dogs who are scarred by what's happened physically and mentally. But I'd say, you know, in the main, most of them are very, very resilient to what has happened, and they do very well.
Now, your charity is obviously providing a second chance for these dogs. It must be really rewarding, Katie.
Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah, I'd say the best thing about it is being able to see a picture of a dog that's hundreds of miles away and actually know that we can make funds available, we can make sure that that person who's right there with that dog, who has no options of an RSPCA or anything like that, can take that dog to the vet, know that we will sponsor all the costs, and then that there will be a home at the end of it, because there are hundreds of dogs and they, you know, they can't take them all on single-handedly, so they really do need our help.
It really is a superb thing you're doing, Katie, and it's donation-based. If anyone would like to contribute, how can they do so?
We've got lots of ways people can support us. People can volunteer with us. People can also donate if you don't have the time. All of those funds that we raise, we're completely volunteer-based, so every single penny goes to helping more and more blind dogs. If you visit us on the website, it's www.bdruk.org. You'll find we can take PayPal donations, or you can send us a cheque, or you can donate by back. So lots and lots of ways to donate.
Katie Orton from Blind Dogs Rescue UK. It's been a real pleasure talking to you on RNIB Connect Radio. Good luck, and we'll hopefully speak to you again in the not too distant future.
Thank you very much.